I know the first real money I had, I shot a deer, the first buck deer I shot. Oh, I was about 11 years old, and I shot him in the winter time, and he was a 10-point buck, and I fixed his horns up and put them on a board, and I had him in the house there, and I had the board made heart-shaped, and I had it covered with velvet, and I had his horns covered with red velvet. They was a nice set of horns. So anyway, I kept the horns there, and when I was 14 years old, I shot my first moose, and he had a big set of horns, so I brought them horns home from this moose, and I fixed them up and put them on a board, and I put them out on the side of the house. Well, that spring, along the spring, Americans were going by. They were staying over at the Thomas Hotel, and he saw the horns out on the side of the house. They had 24 points on them, and they were an even set of horns, so he drove his car in the yard, and I was splitting wood there in the door yard, and he said, "Whose horns are them on the side of the house?" And I said, "They're mine." He said, "Do you want to sell them?" And I said, "Well, no, I didn't want to sell them." I said, "They're the first moose that I ever shot." And I said, "I didn't want to sell the horns." But he said, "I'll give you $10 for them." Well, $10 was a lot of money in those days. It was just as much as they offer you $1,000 today. And I said, "Yes, sir, you can have them for $10. He said, "Well," he said, "if you get any more, let me know." And he said, "I'll give you $10, he said, for any more of them." So I said, "Well, I got a good set of deer horns in the house, fixed up on the board." I said, "The first deer I ever shot." And I said, "You want to have a look at him?" He said, "Yes." So anyway, he looked at the horns and brought them out, and he looked at them and said, "I'll give you $10 for those." So I said, "Okay, you can have them." So anyway, after he left, well, I went in the house, and Mother said, "How much money did you get out of them horns?" And I said, "I got $20. So she said, "Give that money to me." She said, "I'll keep it. You'll, when you lose it," she said, "or waste it," she said, "I'll keep it, and anything you want," she said, "I'll buy it, and you'll have it." So she said, "When you want money for something, it'll be here." So I said, "All right." I said, "I want a box of 12 gauge shot bullets," and I said, "to go in the old shotgun." She said, "All right." She said, "I got to have an order from the store," and she said, "You take $10, you go down, you buy yourself a box of shell, but don't you spend any money for anything else foolishly." And she said, "You get the order and bring the rest of the money home." So I went down, and I got her the order, what she wanted. She wanted some odds and ends and spikes and things. So when I got the box of shells, I get 25 bullets for, I think it was at $1, they were 25 bullets. So I brought the money back. She counted it and said, "Yeah, the balance is right." She said, "No, I'll keep it." She said, "When you want money," well, she said, "I'll have it for you." So she kept the money. Well, that was the first money that I'd ever had for the mount anything. And with that $20, I thought I was rich. So that money lasted me, oh, I'd say maybe for a year or more. I bought a few clothes with it. And I bought some slate pencils and odds and ends and things with it. And I bought some stuff for the kids. They wanted slate pencils or scribblers or something. They was going to school. Well, I bought them, used the money and bought it for them because they didn't have any.